A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and lo and behold, we're at Friday here at December the 27th, 2024, counting down the final days of this year. I hope all of you are recovering from, again, the Christmas time. Maybe some of you had to return some gifts or back to work or whatever may be the case. I know today especially, you know, it looked like the rain was gonna hold out for a little while, and then of course it's raining now here in North Carolina. And so I know oftentimes we look at the weather forecast and think, well, you know, it says it's going to do this, but then there's other ways in which God so desires to show his power in these things. And kind of maybe a little bit what we'll be talking about today. Just wanted to share some information just for, I guess, kind of where things are for me. I actually had a job interview today and got to go through that process. You know, it's always a interesting dynamic when you're sitting across the table when people are inquiring of, you know, what is it that you have to offer? What's your strengths? What's your weaknesses? You know, all the many ways in which you're basically, you know, selling yourself, your talents and so on. So I always do find that it used to somewhat be a little bit of a nervous feeling, I guess, but now it's kind of like you go in there and you have a conversation with someone and basically, you know, yeah, share with them what you can offer, I guess, their company. But anyway, good interview. Had a, if anything, got to talk to somebody I never had known before, and yeah, so we're grateful for that opportunity. And got to come home and made some soup today. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, when it gets rainy out and cold, there's just always something about some homemade soup. Yeah, it kind of makes you warm on the inside for the cold weather that we're having. But for today's passage, just want to read you one verse that I think is it's a great insight into, again, how we kind of are grounded. And it comes out of the book of Psalms. So Psalm chapter 115. I actually referenced this verse when we had the Lord's Supper at church, and I thought it was quite fitting. But for the conclusion of when we ended out the Lord's Supper, Psalm 115, and this comes out of verse 3. Our God is in the heavens; He does all that He pleases. He does all that He pleases. There are instances where we probably could look back at even our life and think to times where we ourselves did some things that pleased us. Or maybe we acted in ways or were part of something that, you know, that basically we had a good feeling about what we had just been a part of. Like, for instance, some of you, you know, there's many occasions that we have where we can interact with people and do show kindness, show mercy to people, things that are that please ourselves, please others, maybe. Whatever that looks like, there's a lot of different varieties to basically how we find some enjoyment out of the pleasures of life, things that we do. whether, again, that be helping somebody, doing something for our family member, our wife, our kids, whatever. And maybe even just getting a bowl of ice cream, you know? That sounds good. You know, the other day I had some ice cream and chocolate cake, vanilla ice cream on chocolate cake. That was quite pleasing. Seems like my thoughts always go back to food. Just kind of thinking about that verse in Psalm 115, verse 3, our God is in the heavens. So again, the placement of where we are on this earth and where God is, and as he reigns supremely in his estate, and so as he sees fit and as he directs, you know, there's a word that we use with God's supreme ruling authority, sovereignty, the sovereignty of God. And I would, you know, kind of go in this direction when we consider that truth of where God is and where we are as far as our stance in reference to, again, the alignment of things. God is not under the guidance or direction of where we operate, the realm of, or even the constraints that we're bound to, or physical limitations, knowledge, a lot of different ways in which we are kind of hindered in how we even operate maybe on a daily basis. So, you know, none of us can, at least that I'm not aware of, I wouldn't recommend this, but if, you know, get on top of your house. I was on top of our house back in October. We had the idea of cutting a tree down, and yeah, that was quite exhilarating. Kind of felt young again. But anyway, you know, I had to use a ladder to get up on top of the roof, and of course I had to use the ladder to get back down. I couldn't just somehow or another fly down. So I was limited on my abilities on how I could function on getting on and off the roof. You know, God does not operate within the same constraints that we are bound by. And so, you know, when we read that verse in Psalm 115, it, again, I think it places within our hearts some humility, some reverence, maybe a pause to consider God's greatness, and to see that as he rules and as he operates, it's for his glory. It's not for the glory of us. It's not for even the benefit of us. I mean, God is ruling for his plan and his work. And, you know, that's a place where we can rest. I mean, I think for us as believers, you know, if you have a relationship with Christ, you can be in a place of peace, understanding that it's okay if God has full control and authority. And if he sees fit to operate in the way that he does, which, again, we would probably look at the world and try to analyze things and say, you know, why do these things happen? Or maybe we think to ourselves, you know, should I come to a place where I can question? But again, I think as we read the Bible, we see that God doesn't operate for our benefit, meaning that it's not for anything that we think should happen. Just because of opinions, you know, many of us have a plethora again of opinions. If you talk to people, you will find out most definitely there are tons of opinions about different things. But, you know, when we look at how things are in this world and how things are designed, God rules as he sees fit. And, you know, the reminder for us is that, you know, we are not God, and he doesn't answer to us. And the way that he is not limited like we ourselves are. And so I feel as though that sometimes maybe this is a place where we struggle at, especially as Americans, you know, because here in America, we would want to look at about, you know, kind of where our rights are and how things, you know, don't always, but not things that don't always, but we think that, you know, it's our freedom. We've worked hard, or, you know, wars have been fought, and so therefore things should be a certain way. And, you know, it's, again, it's a place that we're brought to when we read words like this in the Bible that shows us that it's by grace. You know, we have what we have because God has been gracious. It's not anything that we've accomplished. Many times we want to believe that thought, but God's given us the health and the understanding and the mentality that we have. And so therefore, he is in heaven, and he reigns supremely in authority and full control, and nothing catches him by surprise. We are often caught off guard. I would say that many times we're startled by things. I mean, just drive down the road and somebody pulls out in front of you. Your heart rate will increase rapidly. But God is not constrained by those physicalities. And I think that for us as believers, when we come to that place to where we see the truth and how and the way in which God operates for his glory, for his plan, it puts us in our place, for lack of better words. It puts us in our place, meaning that we see the importance of how God and his sovereignty and how he sees fit to rule is completely fine. And I really don't have a say in that. And we think we have a say. I mean, we can hire a lawyer, right? We can have somebody speak on our behalf. But when we are talking about God and his rule, he has the final say. Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. And I can walk away from that statement and be fully confident that his pleasure is good. And as a good friend of mine says often, he is a good father. And I know and I can trust that his plans are far better than the schemes of my heart. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that you would find rest in that. I pray that you would gain assurance from knowing that God's work and his rule in your life is a good thing. Yield to that truth, be humbled by that truth, and thank God for his guidance in the times of our life as we so desperately need him even now. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris. It was good speaking with you this week. I look forward to speaking with you next Monday.